Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details. New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, second segment, old school. Again, brought to you by the Mercado. We're coming at you live at 1040 O Street, Nebraska, Iowa. Text in your thoughts, man. I know everybody, you know, everybody that then combed over it, but this is the truth here, back here on that. We always got to pick up everybody's pieces. So I'm just kidding. Look, I respect everybody's opinion. Everybody's got different opinions. That's the great thing about the world. Everybody has a different opinion. For me, the handshake thing, the act of it, it doesn't really bother me. I just like, you know, what for you to, I guess, play better, I guess, but they play good. I just probably say, like, complete the mission. And then somebody asked me about the captain thing, right? When we played, and this has nothing to do with the 90s. I talk about when I played in the pros. Go all the way back to high school. And for some of the teams that I kind of, you know, talk to and still guys I know, it's just like I was always used to then, you know, the team kind of votes your captains. And you go from there. But I also was on a team, I think, 1 year with Dom Capers that I would do every week. And sometimes, you know, you want to create leadership throughout the whole team. So if somebody's taking a big step or whatever, if they're playing against an old team or something like that. You saw Jair Alexander when he plays for Green Bay, and when they played Carolina, he actually wasn't supposed to be a captain. He made himself a captain. And he just said, Mike LaFleur didn't realize that I'm from Charlotte. Sometimes you got to step out there and do it. So, however teams use to do it, I think everybody tries to take everything around here and try to make blanket statements about coaching, leadership, and what's wrong. What's wrong is not that. I mean, yes, one can lead to another. One can help or hinder another. That's true. I'm not sitting up here being blinded. But we have to get to the point. And granted, you can say coaching and all that, and whatever. I think everybody needs to have more edge. And edge is just who you are. And you can't be afraid of edge. You can't be afraid. You got to be also welcoming to anything and everything. Because I think once you take the mindset, by all costs, everything falls into place. There's not a person I'm not going to talk to or listen to or welcome and get there. You can do it within reason. Mm-hmm. There's always enough people out here willing to do things for the right reasons that maximize what you're doing. You know, I think really we got to get to the point where, like, leadership amongst the players has to be 80% of what's going on. That's where the culture comes. That's who dictates the pace. Mm-hmm. I've coached basketball, and I know it's extremely different. I played on football, coached basketball, so I've seen it both perspectives. Okay,
those guys from Racine have edge.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They were playing for keeps, and that's different. Basketball meant a little bit more than it did us on that Saturday morning, and we felt it, and you know, we had to eat it. But we got a little bit of revenge a couple years later. Now, it wasn't the same team, but this team that we played was from Racine, so they got it, you know. And so I think the leadership among players, some guys got to step up, and you can't be afraid to push buttons. You got to be the more demanding, and if you like to win, you got to look. If guys want to go pros, to the pro. They the pros like dominant teams. Mm-hmm. More the better your team is, the more guys they more guys get drafted, more guys get shots in the NFL. That's the way it is. Mm-hmm. There's probably two or three guys that got drafted from Michigan last year that normally wouldn't get drafted if they were 8-4 or 9-3. The fact that they were on a 15-0 team and a very dominant team, they got on guys' draft boards and they got drafted. One is because they bring qualities that every professional team wants. They know what it takes to win. They're willing to pay the price. They know how to fit in a locker room. They feel like they can trust them more. Mm-hmm. Not only because Jim Harbaugh coached in the NFL is very successful, but they've done it and been through the grind no matter what. And they play, and then also they played at a high level. They probably played the most pressure-packed schedule considering the stuff they had going on off the field, on the field, and then obviously going through the college football playoffs.
I don't know how possible this is to measure. I'm sure most of it's anecdotal and just by feel, but I would be curious to know in recruiting and getting guys on campus, is Nebraska recruiting players with edge or is Nebraska recruiting players without the edge? If it is, Nebraska is identifying guys that have that edge about them. Why do they lose it when they come to Nebraska, or why does it not show when they come to Nebraska? And is Nebraska's culture, generally speaking, right, everything that goes into it, is it an incubator for edge? Does it amplify that edge? Does it sharpen the razor, or does it dull it? I'm not expecting you to have an answer. Yeah. Anyone to have an answer? It's for Matt Rhule and his staff to look at.
It's but a little if, bit of everything.
If you, exactly,
it's a little bit of everything. Like I mean, be. I think the edge that I had, edge that I might have had at 18, redshirt freshman, wasn't the same edge I had at 22 as a senior.
But it was sharper.
It was sharp, but it was brought out of me, though. And it was part of the environment of the locker room.
You had it. You got into an environment where it
everybody
was amplified.
Everybody has it. Now, to what magnitude is just who you are. But I truly believe everybody has it. Now, whether it's your environment or it's like, I guess, coaching and their expectations, that can bring it out of you. I also think that sometimes being here in Nebraska, they get treated very well. Whether, you know, win, lose, or draw, you know, you're still getting treated the same. There's a ton of stuff that you get. If some kids focus too much on that, then they dull the knife very quickly. And that's a personal choice. Because I feel like who you are is how you do it. When you get power, money, success, or toys, or whatever you want to call what this is, that just shows who you are.
It doesn't change you. It amplifies who you already were, or who you always wanted to be deep down.
Yeah.
That's what it is. So then the question is, for these young guys with edge, prove that you have edge, right? Mm-hmm. Especially on the defensive end, Jay. Think about how many upperclassmen can't come back, right? Yeah. In terms of out of eligibility. Mm-hmm. There is a huge opportunity for freshmen on that defensive side of the ball, especially, to prove they have an edge. Mm-hmm. To prove that they can elevate a unit from a really good unit to a great unit.
Yeah, if you want to. To an elite unit. Yeah.
If they want to.
Yeah.
It's on them. It's on the coaches to continue to bring that edge out of them and sharpen it. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of opportunity to show that edge. Let's see it.
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, we got a good text in here from my man Mike. Appreciate you texting in. He said,
new year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're a facilities manager at a university, you know students rely on the cafeteria for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the occasional late-night snack. So when a dishwasher breaks down and dirty plates pile up, the mess hall can turn messy in the blink of an eye. Enter Grainger. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast delivery, the product you need now is never far away. So you can turn that dishwasher back into a lean, clean washing machine. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I can't speak for him. It says, tired of culture, in quotes, leadership, in quotes. It's coaching. We live in a world where Boise State is much better than Nebraska. Glad we're bowling, resigned to Nebraska mediocrity. See, I feel that's completely wrong. You never resign to that. Matter of fact, I want it more. I want the I'm amping up more. I'm demand more, Mike. Yes, Boise State is good. Boise State doesn't play in the Big Ten, so it's a little bit different, right? Now that I'm not taking anything away from them, but somehow Boise State is getting probably the person that's going to be second in the Heisman. He's going to be a first round pick and have a dead. Heck, they had Van Der Ash that mm-hmm. it was the first round. So yeah. They've done something as far as developing high level talent. Now they've mm-hmm. been able to do it at a slower pace because they aren't in the spotlight so much. So Boise State being here would be a lot different, but I'm not taking anything away from them. Now here to culture and leadership. Here's where I'll push back on you, Mr. Mike, and this is just another opinion, and I appreciate your opinion. If you're tired of culture and leadership, then how the heck do you think Indiana is 10-11-1?
Hey, talk about edge.
Well, first of all, Cignetti has an edge. You can say cocky or arrogant, whatever you want. The culture and leadership that he brought with him amplified everything Tom Allen left. Mm-hmm. Tom Allen had a good vision. He didn't have the culture of leadership, and he lost. You got to think, he lost Michael Penix, and he lost two receivers to the portal and the receiver, or the portal in the NFL. That's 3-4 years of losses there. And plus, he had McFadden, the linebacker, and the three defensive backs that was essentially because they were a second
Mullen.
They had a second. They were a second and third level defense. Mm-hmm. So he developed those players, and then obviously after COVID, they weren't able to recover. So I'll push back on you that, but I do understand you. It goes hand in hand. Here's where I feel about culture and leadership, right? I feel like and this is just my opinion. I feel like a head coach can come in and have a clear vision and provide the leadership, and he has to lead. Shit, over there, what, 100 people? Mm-hmm. I said, shoot, it wasn't this.
It was close.
Yeah. I said, hey, you look like Bach that day when Steve Taylor was in here. So, like, he's probably got to lead over 200 or 300 people. I don't know, however many, like
150 players,
150 players, 105 players. Just say 105 staff and all that. So 200. He's got to do that leadership. The culture is led by the players. I'm sorry to tell you, the culture is players being invested. That's a choice. Showing up, not hearing the vision, but listening to the vision, then take it upon yourself and implementing it day in and day out.
Make it your own.
Make it your own. Mm-hmm. So that's why each room has a captain. Each running back room has a captain. Linebacker room has a captain. Team, it's kind of like built like a mafia pyramid. It literally is.
It's a Ponzi scheme. Buy in.
No, mafia. Ponzi schemes end up with that. You end up going to prison. Mafia still going today is a different way. So I think that's what you have to understand is – the culture is led by the players. Now, that's why people which a big emphasis is on who's your, like, strength and conditioning coach. Because he's the one that's able to kind of be that replica of you, and he's around the players a lot. That's why he's so important. Now, granted, because he's working, he's putting these players in taxing positions to try to see what they can do under pressure. And then the players got to take that and magnify it. Like, just because you come to practice and work hard, that's not good enough.
That's bare minimum.
That's bare minimum. And that's where the culture has to be. Like, that's what the culture has to be. Just bare minimum is not good enough. It could be as simple. There's something as simple and small as last year I was when Michigan, they took it upon themselves to win the Joe Moore Award, the offensive line award, 2 years back to back. They won it 1 year. They didn't win the national championship. They won last year. And they said the big thing they felt was the difference is that everybody took upon themselves to come back and drop their body fat like 2 to 5% each to be leaner. They felt like they could maybe, push a little bit harder. They could be in better shape. They'd be less injury prone, so forth and so on. That was led by culture. That's not a coach sitting up there and holding your hand. That's the guys going in there and saying, you know what, let's do something that we were good last year. We were great last year, mm-hmm. right? Because it's usually them and Iowa going neck to neck. I think Iowa won it this year, right? So they said, let's see what else we can do to take it to another level. And so that's where I will push back on the culture / leadership can be good by the players. Thunder not calling. Let's see what my man Hate says. He says, that was early this morning. He says, what do we make of Tony White leaving here to go to Florida State for the exact same job? How does that make sense? Here we go. Ryan in California. Can we just pick up Dave Merritt, Dawson's father? Him and John Butler together would make for a defensive feeder system to the pros that players would love to see. Yeah, that'd be great. I mean, you know, I don't know what they're going to do or, you know, for the bowl game or, you know, look, this is a, as much as it's transfer portal time, this is for people that they got to fill their staff. They're calling too. This is the way college football is. If you're having a good, like, part of your team that's good, you better believe that people are going to be calling for that coordinator or coaches.
Welcome to the NFL.
That it is. This is the NFL. Mm-hmm. I always say this is professional sports. The NFL is entertainment. Mm-hmm. So this is what happens. You know, eventually they'll probably put something in there. The farther that you go into college football playoffs, the less jobs you can go interview. And then these assistant coaches will have the same, some of the issues that like Eric Bieniemy and those guys had, based on success hurts you for personal, gain. And, so yeah, I mean, anybody, I mean, I don't know what the plans are. I'm sure whenever Coach Rule talks, he'll address it all and figure it out. And that's what he gets paid for. And I'm sure he's been coaching forever. So I'm sure he's got inroads to and ideas of people. I mean, Tony White interviewed for a couple head coaching jobs last year. So you can't expect that. Okay. Well, you interview for head coaching jobs. Your defense is definitely top 20 this year. You just put on a good performance just Friday. And against Wisconsin and you don't think people are going to call him?
And I obviously don't know this for a fact, but I can about assume that the first conversations between Tony White and Florida State didn't happen on Saturday.
Well, I imagine they called his agent. I don't know. I mean, I can't speak on how Tony handles his business. You know, that's his choice. And, you know, however, you know, look, people call agents and stuff all the time. So, yeah, I mean, yeah, it's a business. Yeah. And so can't fault him. You just guys appreciate his times here. You knew that eventually he was going to get a head coaching job. You know, we'll take a quick break, come back. We'll talk about more into the Iowa game, the aftermath of it, which is that right there. We'll take a quick break, come back. We'll talk about the volleyball team. I want to get to the volleyball team and then obviously men's basketball. Because we do cover all Nebraska sports, even though the football team is drama.
It Number like, one in your heart forever.
Hey man, this is like the what my grandma used to call them, the shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like the soap operas. Anyways, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, we'll be right back.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.